You are listening to the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast hosted by Independence Institute. On this podcast, you'll hear from the experts at Independence Institute talk about the issues important to Colorado and how to bring some sanity to this increasingly leftist state.
The Colorado Legislature's Threat to Democracy by me, John Caldera, published April 14th, 2024. Every conversation about the Colorado State Legislature should begin with this preface. And these are the people who say Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. The legislature is moving forward with a bill to rip away direct elections to the Regional Transportation Board. That's the largest population of any local government in the state. Yes, they're willing to allow a couple of window dressing elected seats to represent the 3 million suckers in the Denver metro area, while minion political appointees seize control of the state's largest local government. But the goal is clear: to end taxation with representation. And these are the people who say Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. The legislature is moving forward with plans to tax alcohol and give the money to meth heads without a vote of the people by calling it a fee. And the bill is written specifically to do an end run around a citizens' initiative passed to stop this very thing. And these are the people who say Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Voters rejected a ban on hydraulic fracturing. Months later, the legislature passed Senate Bill 181 to put harsher restrictions on fracking than what the voters just rejected. But Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Voters rejected Prop CC in 2019 so that they could keep their Tabor refunds. So, the legislature passed fee after fee after fee to steal most of the refunds anyway. Alas, Trump is a threat to democracy. Voters rejected Prop HH to again keep their Tabor refunds, so the legislature passed HH on their own. Trump, blah, 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 democracy. We can play this game all day long, but the legislature will never admit they're purposely working against the expressed will of the people. Well, until now, that is. One Democrat said the quiet part out loud. Representative Bob Marshall, acting like that guy at a David Copperfield show who keeps explaining how the tricks are done, accidentally spoke the truth during a committee hearing for House Bill 1311. This bill will, and I know this is going to be a big surprise to you, take away roughly half of your Tabor refund and use it for wealth redistribution. And it grows year after year, guaranteeing your Tabor refunds diminish year after year. According to a fiscal note, this bill will cost you about $870 million annually. That's about half of the expected state surplus, you know, your Tabor refund. Marshall let slip the observable truth when he said of this bill, quote, "To me, it shows somewhat of a deep contempt for the voters because of Tabor, of what they put in place in 1992. And we're trying to find a way around it because we don't like the fact that we have to give $2 billion back to the taxpayers," end quote. Let's focus on those magic words, deep contempt for the voters. Bob Marshall, I want to thank you for being the first Democrat to say the emperor has no clothes. And might I suggest you always check under your car before starting the engine. This tax credit would send cash to poorer Colorado families with children. You know, the ones who already get the federal earned income tax credit, along with a myriad of other benefits. But helping the poor is not the reason for HB 1311. This tax raid will be paid for almost solely by people who pay income tax, particularly high income earners. This erodes our flat income tax rate and forces those useless, repugnant people to pay more. Anyhow, your refund will get cut in half without your vote because, as you know, Trump is a danger to democracy. These tax credit scams are the same as the call-it-a-fee scams in that it takes away our Tabor refunds without voter consent. Voter consent is sometimes called democracy. You might recall candidate Jared Polis ran on a promise to end about $1.6 billion a year in special interest tax giveaways. so that he could lower the state income tax rate. Instead, our libertarian governor has signed a cascade of tax giveaways and tax credits. Last year alone, he signed on to 12 more, costing $1.81 billion a year. According to an Independence Institute report, that's about $514 more that would have been in your Tabor refund. Let Marshall's moment of honesty start a real conversation. Do we deserve such deep contempt from our elected servants? And oh, by the way, Trump is a threat to democracy.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Freedom Unaffiliated podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please give it a like and consider sharing it with a friend. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can catch our newest episodes. For more content from Independence Institute, go to thinkfreedom.org. Thanks for listening.